Two ancient institutions, the judiciary and parliament, one very modern conundrum. Who decides to enact the referendum verdict to leave the European Union? The answer from the High Court? Not the Prime Minister, blowing open the government's Brexit plans and timetable. It was a thumping legal victory for a challenge principally brought by financier and philanthropist Gina Miller.
The result today is about all of us. It's not about me or my team. It's about our United Kingdom and all our futures. It's not about how anyone voted. Every one of us voted for the best country and the best future.
Others supported the case against the government too, but three judges, the Lord Chief Justice, the Master of the Rolls, and Lord Justice Staines concluded, in the judgment of the court, the government's argument is contrary to the fundamental constitutional principles of the sovereignty of Parliament. For the reasons set out in the judgment, we decide that the government does not have the power, under the Crown's prerogative, to give notice pursuant to Article 50 for the UK to withdraw from the European Union. The defendant in the case was Brexit Secretary David Davis, who vowed to appeal.
The result of the referendum must be respected. Parliament voted by 6-1 to give the decision to the people. No ifs or buts. And that's why we are appealing this to get on with delivering the best deal for Britain. That's the best deal for growth, the best deal for investment, the best deal for jobs. The people want us to get on with it, and that's what we intend to do.
The crux of the claimant's case was that Parliament created statutory rights when Britain joined what was to become the European Union, and only Parliament can take those rights away, not the Prime Minister using executive powers. The PM last month upped the ante on the case at Conservative conference.
They're not trying to get Brexit right, they're trying to kill it by delaying it. They're insulting the intelligence of the British people.
But now the PM's opponents on common scrutiny of Brexit say they have the law on their side.
The Parliament has to have a say in this. These are crucial decisions for the future of this country. We're going to be looking at the issue of market access to Europe. We're going to be looking at the future of manufacturing industry, looking at the access of finance services to Europe.
We will actively consider whether or not there is a case for the Scottish Government to become participants in that case. I mean, we should remember that their refusal to allow a vote in the House of Commons is not some matter of high constitutional principle. It's because they don't have a coherent position. And they know that if they take their case to the House of Commons, that will be exposed.
Other nations and territories may also get involved in the appeal.
The government did not just lose unanimously here at the High Court. It wasn't even close, with an immediate impact on the market, strengthening the hand of those MPs that want closer scrutiny of the Brexit process. And if the government fails to overturn this at the Supreme Court, also an impact on the timing of Article 50, and perhaps an early general election too.
Brexit campaigners say enough is enough.
Frankly, Faisal, 17.4 million people do not care about some legal technicality from 300 or 400 years ago. That is irrelevant. What's relevant is jobs, investment, and the democratic will and success of our great nation. And that's what is being damaged today.
But Ms. Miller called on the government to withdraw the appeal.
I can't see an awful lot of wriggle room from a legal argument point of view. From a black letter of the law, we believe we have a very strong case, and if you read the full judgment from the court, they believe so too. So we are quite confident about the appeal, and I actually think it's a waste of time for the government to appeal.
It's all set for early December in what will be the mother of all constitutional battles at the Supreme Court, with a final verdict in the new year. Faisal Islam, Sky News.